USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Portland, Oregon police arresting at least 13 people as protesters scuffled with officers during a right-wing rally on Saturday. A white nationalist group was demonstrating there, and they were met with anti-fascist protesters. Police mostly keeping the two sides apart, though five people received minor injuries because of minor confrontations. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler says, "The police did a great job balancing many issues and concerns raised by that event.
We want to protect people's rights to assembly. We, of course, want to enforce the law."
Police at the Kentucky State Fair say it was a prank, someone setting off fireworks and then screaming active shooter. It caused people to start running out of the fairgrounds, but in the end there was no shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
ISIS is now reportedly claiming responsibility for a suicide attack in Afghanistan yesterday that killed at least 63 people and wounded nearly 200 at a packed wedding reception. A fighter, it says, blew himself up at the gathering in Kabul, and then others, it says, detonated a parked explosives-laden vehicle. A small plane crashed into a home in New York's Dutchess County, about an hour north of New York City on Saturday afternoon. A state police spokesman says one of the three people aboard the twin-engine Cessna was killed. As for the people in the house,
one has severe injuries, life-threatening injuries, and one was not injured at all.
There have been reports another person who was in the house is unaccounted for. A preliminary investigation finding the Cessna 303 experienced engine trouble before it crashed into the home in the town of Unionvale. Flowers have been laid upon Peter Fonda's Hollywood Walk of Fame star after his Friday death at the age of 79. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The plains in the Midwest on alert for some heavy weather today in the form of some thunderstorms, which could be severe. And the western United States could see some record highs during this upcoming week. The National Weather Service says a shift northward in the jet stream will lead to a heat expansion and possibly record high temps in southwestern states, but also as far north as Montana, Idaho, and Oregon. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings for midweek in Phoenix, Palm Springs, and other desert areas of the Southwest. Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's grandmother is lashing out at President Trump, saying he interfered with the congresswoman's visit to the West Bank in Israel. The president reportedly urging Israeli officials to ban the Palestinian-American member of Congress. Israel later reversed its stance and suggested that Tlaib file a humanitarian request to visit her grandmother in the West Bank, but Tlaib rejected the offer, and now her grandmother has some harsh words for President Trump, saying, quote, "May God ruin him." And the latest study on drinking alcohol says several glasses of it a week can shorten your lifespan. Research in the Lancet Medical Journal showing people who drink are more likely to have a stroke, heart failure, or succumb to an aneurysm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.